So here we are with the second class of the Power of the Ceremonial Community. And we had a beautiful deepening of the community last week in our meditation. And that set the frequency for this whole session. And my hope is that ultimately you will each have a feeling of not belonging to a social community, but a deeper sense of communion with a spiritual community. And it's not a religious community, it's not a social community, it's not anything what I would call on the horizontal plane. This is a deeper sense. So what happens when we incarnate, and we incarnate into a culture that doesn't have a ceremonial culture? And again, I want to distinguish a religious culture from a deeper ceremonial culture. And when you look at the religious traditions, they actually have the ceremonies that are supposed to create these deeper ceremonies, and I'll explain more, that help move you, support you through the transition from a child to a mature adult. And they have the wording and they have ceremonies, but there's very often, and I'm not saying always, very often an ingredient that's missing for the ceremony at birth, and possibly the ceremony for the seeding of incarnation as well. So the possibility that exists with the ceremonial tradition is that when a being incarnates, and let's say there was a ceremony that invited the being into incarnation in the womb, and that was the beginning of the earth experience of ceremony. And you'll see this mentioned in a lot of indigenous traditions. And that throughout the entire womb experience, that ceremony tied the spirit of the being to the body that is developing. And then when they emerge from the womb, another ceremony occurs to tether the spirit to the fully developed physical consciousness. And when that occurs, it establishes that connection so strongly that the dissociation of mind, body, and spirit doesn't occur. It remains intact, which creates an entirely different experience for a life. And as we mentioned last week, one of the hopes for this session is that you discover that you really are not alone, that you are a participant in a very sacred community, the ceremonial community. And that begins with that initial ceremony from the first spark of incarnation. And then from the emergence from the womb and that ceremony. So when those ceremonies are performed, there isn't a sense of being alone. There's a connection to the multidimensionality of our being. And that sense of aloneness comes from being disconnected, dissociated mind and body and spirit. And so that starts a whole cascade of negative experiences in the life that are based on dissociation rather than integration and coherence. So, in my Qigong Taoist training, and I've mentioned this before in some classes, when they taught us that when a child is born, the first thing that happens from the person who's present to be the spiritual guide of the birth, reestablishes the circulation of the central column of energy that runs down the front and up the back and circulates around the torso. And when you're born and the cord is cut, that circulation is cut off. It was tied to the mother circulation in the womb. And when you're born and separated from the mother, a ceremony has to occur to reestablish the full circulation of that central channel. And so it's performed energetically for the child and for the mother and for the father, because both the mother and father and child are connected energetically in the womb. And so there's an awareness that I'm aware of from having been taught in the Taoist tradition. I haven't been taught this in any other traditions, about the need to have that connection reestablished once you arrive from the womb. And in these weeks together, we have the possibility of having, if there's any repair necessary that still exists even after our 80 years, or however many, for that repair to be fulfilled. And once that reconnection happens, then there's an inner sense of not being alone, of being able to be at peace with yourself, and being able to shift out of the limited 3D materialistic space and into your multidimensional space, where you can become aware of your heart and being enveloped and living within your heart, which includes a sense of self-love and not ego self-love, but a completeness that allows you to be at peace with yourself. And then also opens up the multidimensional space where you find out that you're in relationship to everything that exists. Not only nature and the nature spirits and the spirit of the land and the elements and directions, but also relationships with the luminous beings and beings from other dimensions that are non-biological beings. And you find out that you are in relation to a much greater community. Once that happens, it changes your relationships here on Earth. You begin to emanate a different sense that people start to recognize and actually really like. And it allows the relationships to go smoother, to be more meaningful, to have the correct boundaries, to recognize the proportion of the relationship in your life, and to open up to guidance around relationships so that you feel like you are not alone. So let's settle in a little more. Check in with your breath and allow yourself to begin relaxing, recognizing that you're in a safe space. Your nervous system can start recognizing a safe space. And this is coming from daily life that usually doesn't feel safe. And you might think you are, but there's a nervous system response that, with everyone being in fight flight and so much confusion, your nervous system may not interpret that as a safe space. But when you enter a ceremonial space and there's coherence, that's what makes the nervous system start to feel safe and connected. So take a moment, a few moments, no rush, to allow yourself to shift deeper, coming back to yourself. And I find that one of the most challenging practices we have is actually relaxation, to fully relax the nervous system. And there's a ton of material on the internet about nervous system regulation. A lot of it's very good practical information that could be very helpful. Just to become aware of it, we don't realize how much strain and tension are pulsing through our body. Our head can believe we're okay, but our body is having a different experience, but it's become so normalized that we don't realize that the body is still in a state of fight flight. So the challenge of relaxing can take up the whole time you have to practice, and that's okay. If you can guide yourself into a deeper, relaxed state that is so wonderful that it's worth spending the time there. And I know from my own experience, when I would push past the relaxation and kind of push into a more expanded state, there would always come a point where I'd be bounced out and I couldn't go farther because my body and being were not relaxed and had not come into coherence enough to be able to resonate with the higher frequencies. I used to feel it. I would like all of a sudden get snapped out of a meditation and like have no idea what happened, but didn't notice it and said, oh, I'm done. The relaxation is the key to be able to go deeper into a meditative state, which brings you into the revelation of the meaning in your life. It takes you into a deep, meaningful place that's usually nonverbal, non-experiential, but deeply, deeply meaningful. And that can open up further dimensions that would not be accessible until you reach that kind of zero point state. Here we're starting to come back to the body and kind of let down. You may be able to feel yourself becoming aware of your seat, becoming aware of your shoulders, coming down, your hands losing a grip, a tightness. Your breath deepening. This is all part of relaxation. And then we can invite the lower back and the tailbone to soften. We don't normally have awareness of the tightness there. And I know you've heard this a million times, but I have to go through it a million times because there's just a reflex that happens in our culture that tightens up everything. So this is the part we want to skip over, but it really doesn't serve us. And now maybe you can feel yourself kind of melting. Maybe a few sighs, a few more muscles releasing. And the tailbone starting to have a pulse in it, an aliveness. Where you feel a coherence with your body. You're starting to exist with your body. And maybe allow your awareness to enlarge around the tailbone and the root chakra. And that's actually a very big deal. We haven't been taught to inhabit that area of our body in a very healthy way. And often there's a lot of disturbance and violation that has happened there that we have to reclaim our entire body. Because of any kind of violation, whether it's sexual, physical abuse, or surgeries, or wounds, emotional, physical wounding, any kind of shock to the system will separate us from the body. And we have to reclaim our presence to our entire inner physical consciousness and to the bones and muscles and cells, tendons, organs, so that we can start to feel the energy that revitalizes the physical consciousness of our body. So when we talk about feeling feet and seat, and allowing that circulation through awareness, through just lightly loving being in the space of your being. And that's not so easy either because of all the conditioning of the self-criticism and judgment. And so very often we have to relax beyond that so that whatever shape or condition your body is in, you can love it and be in a state of love. And we're getting some help here now from the illuminated ones to help clear all that judgmental conditioning. And we're receiving help from the goddess, from Mother Kundalini, the root chakra, because the love that she has sitting in those lovely pools of golden energy in the root chakra vibrate loving pulses through our being. And so we start to clear on a very subtle level, and it's slow. You don't want it to be fast. Sometimes we hang on to things so tightly that we just need this pulse, like a gentle wave, to start softening that grip. Until we feel safe enough to let go. So there's no rush. This is a very deep kind of healing, which we go through over and over and over again. There's so much there to clear and purify from what we pick up in a day. I mean, you can feel really good about yourself when you're done with your meditation and grounding in the morning, and then go out into the world and all kinds of chaos starts happening in our beings and sensing that judgment if it's not, if you're not stabilized in a loving self-presence, it can get in. There we go. And sometimes you feel like falling asleep. And sometimes you fall asleep. Sometimes you go into more of a deep liminal state. Both of them are releasing tension and shifting out of fight flight. Both of them are fine. Don't worry about that. You want to have to go through that release. And the more you practice, the more skillful you become. But falling asleep for a minute or so, or however long, or even for the whole class is fine. You get a deep, deep rest. Your nervous system can release and refine, and that's okay. Sometimes we need that. So that sense of feeling alone is an extremely dense energy. And you may feel fine, you know, maybe you feel like you have a loving family and loving friends and all that, and that's wonderful. But there's a deeper sense of feeling alone in the sense that there's that mind, body, spirit disconnect. And sometimes it's so subtle you wouldn't notice it, but it creates a unsteady base foundation for our being. And it's extremely dense. It would be like obsidian, like a dark, heavy stone crystal. When we take it on as a healing in a ceremony, we want it to show itself. We want it to show itself, reveal itself in its density, so that we are able to receive the help from the illuminated beings who are the only ones who can help clear this and dissolve that heaviness. So don't feel bad at all that we all have this. It's part of our culture, and it's being revealed tonight so that it can be dissolved to whatever degree each person has the ability to do that. But we are receiving huge celestial help right now, and they've taken on one of the biggest issues that we have. So we do want it exposed, and you can think of it as a beautiful black obsidian crystal that has within it light embedded at its core. So, as the higher beings work with this, they'll ultimately reveal a beautiful light within our being. So, let's greet Mother Earth silently, however you feel your connection to her. Feel your feet connecting with her heart energy. And don't try to watch this. Don't try to watch the circle. Be in your experience of this. We greet the spirit of the land where you live. That spirit holds you right where your home is. We greet the nature spirits. And this may feel out of perceptual range, which is fine. The most important part of this is opening up and greeting this unseen world so that it becomes recognized and eventually recognizable by you. Feel your feet and the energy or the sense of starting to feel planted and a sense of actually knowing your feet, including them in the awareness and the full substance of your body from head to toe. And within the substance of that body is a lot of light, a lot of vitality. Every cell is imbued with pure light, pure vitality. That's the miraculous aspect of becoming embodied on the earth. That's what's desirable here. It's such a vibrant experience. And if you can't feel it in yourself, you can look around at the trees and the flowers and the birds and animals. We have the same vibrancy in us as nature shows us. And even when we feel tired, exhausted, and even sick, the body still has this infinite light in it. And it doesn't mean that it would keep you alive or necessarily even heal you from something, but it is the connection to your spirit and the light of your soul. But many times it can be the healing factor. Let's notice the calf muscles and invite them to soften and release. Get nice and floppy. And then we greet the spirit of the water. Let that be what it is. Again, don't try to watch it. Don't try to perceive anything. You're basically allowing it to wash over you and reveal itself. And that water element helps begin dissolving that dense obsidian. If it can carve out the Grand Canyon, it can clear your sense of being alone. And then we greet the spirit of the fire. And we don't necessarily know this as a fire, but as a luminous power. And that luminosity brings a dissolving. A lightening. So the purification of this density takes on a multidimensional quality. So we're no longer just trying to dissolve a heavy rock. We are in relationship to higher intelligence that knows how to return us to our coherence and our body, mind, spirit connection. So it starts taking on a different quality and is no longer explainable in the linear world. And we don't want to limit it by trying to explain it in the linear world. So we've entered in to a more subtle dimension where these patterns have their roots. Where they're embedded in the matrix of our being. And we can do a certain amount with therapy and techniques, but to really cleanse this deeper density, we need to work with the higher frequencies and the higher intelligence and reconfigure the matrix of our being. And actually go through that connection that I talked about that happens when a child leaves the womb and ceremonially has that central circulation repaired. It's done in a ceremonial way, which is beyond the linear and involves many realms of intelligence and beings who help restore us. And this is the power of a ceremonial community, to be able to engage in the restoration, the renewal, and the realignment of our being. And these supportive beings work sometimes way beyond our awareness in the realms that are no longer the human realm, but in the matrix of the existence of our being. So it's not human. It's more sacred geometry. It's configurations of energy that don't have any kind of personality or human quality. It's very abstract. And we greet the spirit of the air. And greet the spirit of the ether. And then we greet the directions. And the directions have a lot to do with the matrix of the weaving together of our pre-existence. And we greet the spirit of the East. Spirit of the South. Spirit of the West. Spirit of the North. Spirit of above, below, and within. And you might be able to tell that that generates a crystalline form. Again, don't try to perceive. It separates you from the experience. And if your body feels like a relaxed lump, that's fine, that's good. With the body relaxed, the subtle energy flows might become more apparent. Or you might feel the mind settling and the subtle negative self-talk quieting, dissolving. And there actually comes a time in the ceremony where the higher beings take over. And this is when they can actually take that density and lift it out of the circle. Offering it to Father, Son, and the cosmos and the infinite to be reabsorbed. Into the perfection. Now we enter this dimension of consciousness the restoration of our source with our human manifestation naturally repairs and becomes cohesive again. The wound is healed, and the intelligence of our being self repairs. And what becomes available to occur during ceremony has to do with how the participants ground and stabilize, how the planets are circulating in the solar system, how the Mother Earth and Father Sun are in relationship. It's so many factors, but ceremonial powerful moments are the equinoxes and the solstices, the new moons and the full moons. And this past week, we've had this alignment of so many of the planets in conjunction that they have formed a open channel for the higher forces to come into our space, the space of consciousness. And so this was a time of opportunity to be able to have this ceremony tonight. And I don't want you, your chatter, to return looking for what has changed in you. It's so deep and foundational. You'll have to let the shifts begin to show themselves. You'll notice them at odd times, or you'll see yourself reacting differently or feeling differently. You're still carrying that density way out to source. So we've done what we can do. We created a setting in which this ceremony could take place. And then we turn it over. By creating the setting of the grounded setting and the relationship with the elements and the directions, we establish a resonance with the higher frequencies and these luminous intelligences. And that's what our part is. And when we do it as a group, it turns into a shared ceremonial experience, a collective experience. And when a group is able to resonate at a certain frequency, the helping spirits are there and waiting to be able to be in relationship with us. But it's a relationship. It's not just like praying to have something done to you. It's engaging in a relationship with the dimensional aspects of your being and greater intelligence. And this group has practiced together for a long time. And so you're able to come into this beautiful resonance and engage in a deeper ceremony. Take a few breaths. Notice the stream of continuity through you. Coherence. There can be different degrees of coherence where a certain percentages come into coherence, and you can sense that. And there can be greater and lesser degrees of that. Allow yourself to settle downward into your body. Still with that continuity and stream of energy, but your mind and personality are becoming aware of your physical body. The heaviness. Sometimes it feels like a rocket's returning to Earth, clunk, you land. You may notice some nature spirits around you right now. From the spirit of your dogs, cats, or birds, and the squirrels and birds around your yard, and just the nature seems to be showing itself here. Helping you recognize the community you actually live in. And there's also the cellular community you're part of. Your cells could be kind of bubbling up with joy and saying, "Hi, we're here." It's a relationship. So the power of the ceremony opens up the possibility of recognizing the relationship with the greater forces that we exist within. So the ceremonial experience is we're being encircled and completed. The ceremony's coming to completion. Completion does not mean a return to the 3D world. Completion means that you're living within a much more alive experience. And you can carry that with you from the ceremony. And so the helping spirits are sending their blessings. And they're returning to their world, and we're returning to ours, but with a much more enlivened sense of who we are. And hopefully a little more relaxed. Take a few deeper breaths. And celebrate your return with a sense of joy of having been able to participate and experience this amazing quality that human beings have access to completely transform the experience of life. To include ceremony in life is the foundation of life. The ceremony can be with yourself and Mother Earth and Father Sun, with another person or with a group. It's a ceremonial approach. We'll just sit and adjust for a little bit. So, would anyone like to share anything? And I would like you to share from the depth of the experience. And with somewhat of a quiet voice, because we are in a sensitive state. So ground yourself first and share from your heart.
Hi, Sarah. This is Carla. A definite joy. I feel is so wonderful. My whole body is singing.
Oh, and
Singing.
you are the singer and dancer, yeah.
It's so beautiful to feel that incredible connection. It feels like the first time and I'm so happy. Thank you.
Thank you.
You.
Hi, Sarah. This is Tracy. Just from the beginning, when you started to speak about what we were going to experience, I could feel my whole being just relax and soften. It was like readying just by your voice, like your voice was the transmission, and it just was just prepping my body. I could feel. It was just through your words and the vibration of what you were saying was like readying my being, and my being was like, oh yes, like I'm ready. And it just started to calm and relax and get into a beautiful receptive state. And I could feel a sense of joy come through, like it knew what it was getting ready for.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, just as a matter of information. So when I lead a class, I am in the state already that I'm going to lead you into. So my preparation involves deep connection and being able to listen to the guides about where we're going to do, what we're going to, what's going to happen, and they take me into that state so that when I guide, and I know it sounds like I'm talking the whole time, but you don't have to listen to me. But when I guide, the frequencies are coming right through. And that's my responsibility for my role so that it prepares everyone to be able to enter the same space through that resonance and coherence. So it becomes that collective experience. Thank you for recognizing that. Lori, are you speechless? I think so.
Oh,
Okay.
I did go very into a very, very deep place for a little while, and I'm having a I have to talk to myself to like I actually have been trying to find a time to have a restful meditation time before our class. I can't always do it to see if maybe I could not go there so deeply. But then I try to remind myself that if that's where I'm going, that's what's needed, and it's
So
part.
you're trying not to go deep?
Well, I'm trying not to fall completely so that I can't hear you anymore, so that
That's good.
I know. I just.
That is exactly why we record this and how you should be in the class. That is the best, most optimal place to be.
Well, I've been pretty much going there every week. So the
Good.
problem is that it's harder than to participate. And
You are. You're. What's happening is you're getting out of your way and you're participating from a deeper space.
okay, I will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and when I came out, I did have a really a wonderful few moments of just. Just, I mean, wholeness is the word that most comes. It's like it's all, yeah, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it any further. And that was
Yeah,
wonderful.
if the whole class went into that space, that would be wonderful. We would be operating from our higher being, and with no resistance at all. And that would be fine. That would be great. And that's when I say I slept through the first 15 years with my teacher, that's what I was doing.
Wow.
And so it's good.
Right.
I never heard anyone say, "How can I prepare myself so I don't go too deep?"
I want to go deep because I just want to still be conscious. Should
Going
I?
to give me a chuckle for a few days.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll come to a close here. And yeah, if something shows up, comment, let us know. And share, keep sharing the space through the comments. So thank you for participating tonight. And it was really quite beautiful. What we were engaged in. And it's because all of you bring such a deep sincerity with you to this group. So many blessings.